I'm Ryan Besson.
I'm Josh Holden.
I can't breathe too well, and we are the Pop Culturists. This is our episode on E3 predictions outside of PlayStation, but we'll touch on PlayStation as well, of course. Mm-hmm. If you want the PlayStation E3 predictions, head over to fortheplayers.youtube.com/popculturists. As I said, can't breathe too well. Woke up this morning, hocking up crap.
Can't breathe, can't walk. You can also find For the Players on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So.
I'm also on a lozenger as well. That kind of helps. So there'll be a lot of clanking of teeth and
so
things.
So bear with us for this episode.
I kind of rolled over and came in here.
So we're doing coming off our E3 Pipe Dreams video 2 or 3 weeks ago, we're doing our official predictions.
Yeah.
And in with that is a little competition.
Yeah, because we thought we can't just have predictions without having a bit of fun around it, right?
Correct. Otherwise, so why even? It's like gambling without a reward.
Yeah, it's like, why sit here and be like, well, I think this is going to happen. Like, well, yeah. I think this is going to happen.
Why would I put $500 in a pokey machine without the chance for money, even though I didn't get it?
Now I owe Johnny Tightlips money.
Johnny Two Fingers.
So, like, any good competition, you need a reward. Now,
a trophy, granted, if you will.
Because I didn't think that far ahead, I was like, shit, what looks like a trophy in my house?
Meet Beelzebub.
This is James's high chair toy.
Not anymore, it's not. It's mine, that's what it is.
And this is what we win if we can guess those sweet, sweet E3 predictions.
Pure bragging rights.
And bragging rights, of course.
He needs to be
centered. Bring it back in frame a bit.
There we are.
Yeah, push that shit down.
Set up. Let's begin.
Hang on.
Where are we beginning?
Lock that shit down. Let's start things off with them third parties.
Okay, now, I'd assume the third parties are not part of the competition.
These are just things we should... These are just like...
But not part of the like runners actual up, I guess. Competition part, yeah.
So the key competition... The key competition is based around Microsoft, PlayStation, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
Correct.
With EA, Ubisoft, and Bethesda sort of doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Now, because we're going to lump them all together, it allows us to get a bit extra. Now, we've got Dylan as the adjudicator off to the side. So when it comes to the choices, right? Is it one point per choice? Can we do half points? Can we do part points?
I'm going to say, for the sake of keeping it not convoluted, no. Just so either you got it completely right or you got it wrong. If I say something as a whole, but only half of that happens, that's nothing. Too bad for me.
So if I was to say they are announcing a new... Angel game. And
Angel had a game?
Yeah, no, the Weeping Angel from Doctor Who. I was like, so there's a new Weeping Angel game and it comes out in November of this year.
If they say, yes, there's a Weeping Angel game, no release date. Sorry, no points.
Oh, that should be it. What do you think, Judge Officer Side?
Do you have to guess the exact window?
Do we have to guess the exact window? Well, that's the whole point, right? Because, like, if you get the whole
month.
Point.
Just month.
Okay.
I reckon they're going to announce this game and it's going to drop in November 2018.
Okay.
What? You know what I mean?
I'd agree with that.
Whole points or nothing is my take.
I'm cool with that. Cool. All right, kick things off. What's your first third party prediction?
Bethesda.
Okay.
Will announce that there is in fact a new Elder Scrolls game in development.
Okay.
Elder Scrolls 6, and they will debut some footage on a new engine they've been working on for the last 3 or 4 years.
Ooh. Have they been working on Elder Scrolls that long?
Well, the last Elder Scrolls game was Skyrim, which was, what, 2011?
Yeah, but it's the same team. It's the same team that switched between Fallout and Elder Scrolls.
I know. So Fallout 4 came out...
2 years ago.
Nearly 2 years ago. What have they known since then?
True.
Because the Elder Scrolls Online is a separate team. It's not the core Bethesda team.
So if they do that, and then they have... And like, as long as they say, you know, if it's coming out this time next year, that'd be a 3-year cycle. See, previously, most Elder Scrolls games are like a 5-year cycle. So
I don't think we'll get any kind of date, but just an announcement.
That they're working on it?
They're working on it. And after the release of Fallout 4, you were saying, you know, it's like they came out of a cave and the industry had gone, with The Witcher and all that. They had to have realized that.
Okay.
And I reckon they've gone, okay, Fallout 4 is done. You guys keep doing the DLC for that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start on this new engine.
Yep.
And the Elder Scrolls 6 will be the game to launch that new engine for them.
That's a good bet. Yeah,
prime
that.
No, I'm going to say no footage, though.
Oh, okay.
Just an announcement. I think I wouldn't want to see footage. Just let me savor for a while. Just the thought of it happening.
Well, I'll go with you. Mine's a bit safer of a bet than yours, but
I'm a risk taker.
I'm
fucking crazy.
So with Bethesda, they announced the new Wolfenstein game, and it is Wolfenstein: The New Colossus, as teased in a couple of E3s ago. So it's Machine Games. I don't think it won't come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say early 2018.
How early? First quarter.
First quarter.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Do you have any of the other ones for Ubi or EA?
Not particularly. You know, they're bringing Assassin's Creed back after taking a year off.
You have any predictions about the Assass?
Well, the rumor is it's on the high seas.
More like it? 4 was.
Not like Black Flag, but I think more central to the... I don't know. That's just a rumor I read online. But
Egypt?
That's actually what I read online. Egypt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they'll... be an official trailer, but I think there'll be something to look at for Assassin's Creed Egyptian Gods.
Okay. Well, we'll go two for the third parties because I got one more. So mine is Ubisoft as well, and this is not a prediction because I know it'll just happen. Like their conference will be batshit crazy again. But we get a new trailer for Fractured But Whole. We get a release date, but it isn't. I'm going to say September of this year.
It's not coming out this year.
I'm going to say September of this year.
0%. Cool.
Yep, that's it. Cool. So what we've got? So we've got Elder Scrolls 6
on a new engine.
On a new engine. That's the key thing there.
Assassin's Creed Egypt.
You noting these down, Dale? Nope, okay.
We'll have to watch back.
Wolfenstein New Colossus.
Yep.
And
Fractured But Whole.
And the Fractured
With Butthole. With a
September release date.
Okay. Or a cube. They're not part of our competition. No,
the competition is all based around those big ones. Yeah. Okay, so we'll kick things off first with Microsoft.
Okay.
Go.
You want me to go first?
Yes, please.
I'll bring up my little list. We know the Scorpio is coming.
Yes.
And we know it's extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I think there will be an untitled Halo game launching on the Scorpio.
Launching
with the Scorpio. Halo being Microsoft's flagship series.
Mm-hmm.
Halo 5 came out 2 years ago. Plenty of time to be developing another one.
Okay.
And I think having a new reinvigorated Halo on their new reinvigorated powerful console, I think that's the best way to do it. Okay. Because Microsoft know they're lacking in first parties. So either they make some new ones or they revitalize the old ones. And I think the Scorpio launching with a brand new Halo, reboot the franchise. What are you doing?
Just dinging over there like crazy. No.
Reboot the Halo franchise. Got to 5. It was okay. Fucking bring it back. Get it going.
Okay.
Xbox Scorpio launching with a brand new Halo title.
Mine's Scorpio based as well.
I think nearly all of mine are Scorpio based. Well, that's the hot topic for them this year.
Yeah, all right. So Scorpio based, it will launch at a US $4.99.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it releasing in November.
That. November this year.
Yep.
Okay. My next one is all in regards to Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
All of the prior released first party Microsoft games will get a Scorpio patch.
So like similar PS4 Pro patch?
For all of the original, the first party titles.
Yeah, that's totally believable.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not really out there. No, but I think that's, you know, they need, you know, the Scorpio's coming, they need to make it worthwhile. My last one's a little bit crazier than that.
Mine is, we finally get a release date for Cuphead, and I have no idea when it is.
Cuphead release date confirmed.
Yeah. Now, it's not part of the bet, but I think the safest thing they could do would literally make it come out in like the next couple of weeks, as in like after
E3. It's out now.
That'd be pretty cool. Because that thing is just way too long.
My final prediction for...
Keep talking.
My final prediction for Microsoft E3 2017 is, again, to take advantage of the extreme power of the Scorpio, that they will be dipping their heads into the VR headspace. Because
why don't do that?
Microsoft don't really have much in the way of peripherals. They tried the Kinect. It fucking sucked.
Mm.
PlayStation, you know, you got PSVR and you got the moves and all that stuff. Nintendo is Nintendo doing their thing. With the power of Scorpio, maybe they've struck a deal with Oculus or Vive to make a headset specifically for the Xbox Scorpio.
I'm curious what happened to HoloLens. I mean, they're pushing HoloLens pretty hard.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too ambiguous to really predict anything with HoloLens.
Yeah.
But I would like to see, and I hope they will, start looking into VR.
Mm.
Either just announce that they're looking into it or something. I don't think we'll see anything, but I think there'll be something mentioned that they are investigating.
Okay. I believe that Crackdown and probably Insane Decay are launch window games for the Scorpio.
Define launch window.
First quarter. That once it's released, that quarter of the 3 months. Quarter that it's released in, yeah.
Okay. Was it Crackdown and...
Crackdown and State of Decay 2.
Okay.
One of them.
One of them? You can't keep changing. What's your final...
Final answer. One of those, either Crackdown or State of Decay, will be a launch title for the Scorpio. And they will come out within the first 3 months of the console being released.
Well, if we're doing that, I could just say, you know, Sony, you know, fucking Spider-Man... Spider-Man, or Days Gone, or God of War will be out in the next year. One of those will be out next.
Well, that's why I narrowed it down to 3 months.
Okay.
And like only two titles.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't care about either of those games.
Me either.
So.
Good times.
But you're just struggling to think of things from Microsoft.
Yeah, very hard.
Okay. Well, let's move on to Nintendo. You are the big Switch man.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big Switch man.
You're a big Switch man. You start this. Give me some of those... We're doing three each, yeah?
Yeah.
Give me...
Oh, we only did two for Microsoft, but that's fine.
We did three.
Did we?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Give me your three, first of your three Nintendo.
See, mine's an easy one. We won't get a date, but they will announce a Switch. Switch.
Yeah.
You heard it first. Yeah. they will announce a Pokemon game for the Switch.
Just for the Switch, not 3DS just and Switch. I'll delete that off my list because that was pretty obvious.
But so my little asterisk there is a Pokemon game for the Switch. I didn't say a Pokemon main game. A Pokemon
title. Switch. Pokemon Stadium.
Get myself
Switch.
A free point there.
PSS. Pokemon Stadium Switch.
Pokemon Snap on the Switch. Oh damn.
Mm. Please take a photo of 840 Pokemon. No.
How cool.
I predict for Nintendo that they will show no more than 3 DS titles.
Okay.
Three.
No more than three.
No more than three. Because they had their little presentation a few weeks ago. Mm. And I think that was mainly to get all the 3DS stuff out so they can focus on the Switch for E3. They won't mention more than three 3DS titles.
Okay.
Period. Like, even with trailers and stuff, that's it. No more than three 3DS titles.
Hmm.
You're number two? This is your topic. I've done all my research here.
See, like, I want there to be an announcement of virtual console, but I'm kind of thinking it's very unlikely, so I'm not going to... Actually, no, fuck it. I'm gonna put a point down on it. Virtual console gets announced. Too.
Announced?
Yep.
Just announced? Any more info or just, hey, we're doing it at some time?
Because I'm not confident that they're going to be like, it's GameCube games, it's 64 games. And I think just them saying the virtual console exists is going to be enough, I think, for the fan base. Okay.
So they will mention that.
I think they will mention that it is coming and it'll be launched. And like, well, I'm going to add this to it. And they'll be like, and it's launching like really soon.
How soon is really soon?
Like really soon. Like as in like close to the conference.
A month?
Yeah, I'll go a month.
Okay.
That's so unlikely.
Yeah, you've just done it. Shot yourself in the foot. I am going to say that they will announce full details, pricing, and launch date of the Nintendo Online Service.
Ah,
it seems to be a good time to do it.
Yep.
All the rumors of what it was. Well, what they announced in Nintendo Direct when the big Switch Direct that they did, mm-hmm. everyone was like, meh. You download one virtual console game a month. One virtual console game a month and you got to give it back at the end of the month. I think they've kind of taken all that feedback and they'll do something. But yeah, they will announce pricing and release date for the Nintendo Online Service. So no more free online Mario Kart for you. You need to pay.
Okay. Your final one is accessories. They will announce more vajazzled... Vajazzled Joy-Cons.
Vajazzled hair, what do you mean?
I think they'll have cool colours. Little colour schemes. Like
camo print.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. I see a new range of Joy-Cons.
Okay.
in some, and just pretty much new colors.
Okay. I hope they don't waste their E3 time with that.
Yeah, they probably will. It's a direct, so it's not like another conference.
Announcement and trailer for Super Smash Brothers Switch.
Oh shit, that's a ballsy one.
Obviously know how popular that game is. It's fucking esports tournaments for Smash Brothers and stuff. Not a port of Super Smash Brothers for Wii U.
Okay.
Made from the ground up for the Switch. Announcement trailer.
So no date?
No date, just an announcement trailer.
Okay.
Not even a release window. Because they did it with, I suppose with Mario Odyssey, they did give a date.
Holiday season.
Yeah, holiday season. None of that, just... If they do say holiday season, I don't get a point. Because I've said they're not doing
there'd be no date.
Just a trailer. With no words spoken about it. Mm. Not like, no one coming out and going, blah, 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 blah. Super Smash Brothers, blah. Just darkness. Trailer. Crowd goes fucking crazy. Yeah. And then it moves on to the next thing.
Okay.
That's my final one for Nintendo.
Is that all Nintendo's?
That's all three Nintendo's.
So I've got Pokemon, Virtual Console,
yep.
And the Jazzled accessories. And yours were?
Nintendo Online, Super Smash Brothers. What was my first one? Why was I deleting these as we went? We'll have to watch the video back.
Dylan, what was his first one?
Dylan's not listening. That's okay. We'll watch it back. It's fine. Sony.
Yes.
This is what we know.
Yeah, that's what we're good at.
This is what we're good at. This is what, for the players, which you can download on iTunes and SoundCloud, that's what we talk about.
Yeah. So we had expectations, and that's the things that we sort of wanted to see, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're making rock solid predictions here. Okay, I'm going to kick things off.
Mm-hmm.
There will be more than 5 VR games talked about. So there'll be more than 5 VR games talked about, but less than 5 Vita titles talked about.
Oh, well, the Vita stuff's a given.
Yeah, but
talked about. You mean they're actually going to come out and talk about?
They actively mention 5 VR games.
Okay. So you're not meaning talk in detail about them, just actively
mention
names for 5
VR games, and they talk about no more than 5 Vita games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No stipulation on whether they're big releases or anything. It's just 5 VR games.
Okay. Sony, I think, will not acknowledge the existence of the Scorpio at all.
Oh, fuck.
No snarky little comments. You know, we might not be the most powerful anymore, but where are you going to get the games?
That's my theory.
Just fucking ignore it completely.
Okay. That'd be kind of ballsy as shit, wouldn't it?
I would really, really like that. I think that shows... that would show their confidence in a high regard.
Yeah, and like it's not dropped to like a petty behaviour.
Yeah, no petty behaviour, just... Sure, you do your thing over there. Or whatever.
Okay.
Here's what we've got. Yeah. No acknowledgement. They're not going to name drop. I mean, they're obviously not going to say the Scorpio on stage, but they won't even make any snide comments that obviously refer to the Scorpio.
Okay.
You think they will? Do you?
Oh, I want them to. But now I'm like, damn, that actually makes so much more sense.
That would be cooler.
That would be the more baller move, right? Mm. They're like, what about it?
Yeah.
And we don't have time for that.
Yeah. We're busy making games.
Just the balls.
But don't say it. Don't say it.
See, this is an easy point. I don't want to waste it on an easy point.
What is?
Because like this is a given, right? And it's a known. Oh, actually, no. I'll do the 3 for 3, right?
Go if you get.
So this point involves 3 separate subsections, right? They will show.
So you're saying all 3 of these.
All
need
3
to be
must
true.
Be met.
Okay.
Because I think it's an easy point, so that way I'm giving myself room to fall. There will be mention of their third party. Like they will show some quality third parties. And you know they got the third party marketing deals, and those 3 games are Battlefront 2, Call of Duty World War 2, and Destiny 2.
Okay.
All 3 of them will get stage time
at Sony's conference.
Okay,
I like that one.
That's cool. No, like I said, I'm not going to say how much. I think there will be trailers, obviously, for all of them, but that's not part of the bet.
But their stage time will be just their stage time.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I think Sucker Punch will make an appearance.
Yeah.
Been a while since we've really seen them.
It wouldn't see, like, adding to that, this is not your part of your business, me. I think they'll be like the second thing. Because I assume they're working on a new IP, right?
I hope so.
They normally open with something. I was watching some cool videos today, right? And there was people that were talking about the conferences. And they were sort of explaining how, like, there's a slight trend in how Sony have done the last couple. And it's like open with something super familiar and then go to a new IP.
So what did last year
it was God of War followed
with
by
the
Days
orchestra.
Gone. Yeah, followed by Days Gone.
Okay.
The year before it was The Last Guardian followed by Horizon.
Okay.
So I think you're on a
Yeah. I'm not going to say what or where in the conference it's going to appear, but Sucker Punch will be there, and we'll finally know what they've been doing the last fucking however long it's been.
Okay.
In a big way. I mean, they're not just a track, like they're going to get on the stage and talk.
I'm ballsy. I want to go another trifecta. This is my final one, right? This is the final one?
Okay. Yeah, your final one.
We will get release dates for Detroit Become Human, Days Gone, and God of War.
Not release windows. Dates.
Dates.
That is ballsy.
Yeah, I probably should pick windows.
Because a few of those games are a bit further on, obviously, than what one of them is.
Well, I still certainly think, as I said, as you said in For the Players, I believe that either Days Gone and God of War are interchangeable on their dates, as in one will be
March.
And one will be March and one will be late this year.
Yep. But you're not going to say what?
I'm not going to say which because I'm not too sure. I do think Days Gone will go first with God of War at March, but I think they could swap at any point, depending on how they want to mark. Because like Sony have sort of taken a new, just by accident, because of delays of original games, like they've pushed the early quarter. And I think by putting their big staple like God of War at the start of the year where no one else will touch it, it's really smart. With Days Gone, I'm not going to say it's going to go out. It's not going to be put out to die. But I think by putting it around August, October is a good place to sort of have it in a good sort of quietish
just
time.
Get it out so everyone just can focus on The Last of Us 2 instead.
Yeah. Because see, they're similar in terms of they're both being zombie games. I think they're noticeably separate.
Oh, they will be definitely.
And people will be able to tell the difference, but you want to have
as much space between the two zombie games. The trailer we saw for Days Gone at E3 last year seemed very similar to The Last of Us, except he rode a motorbike. Yeah. But it was kind of like a story trailer. You know, there was voiceover, he was talking.
Yeah, it was mostly just showing what this game is capable of.
Let's see the gameplay and let's...
We've seen the gameplay. So we know that this game is capable of putting like a buckload of freakers on there.
Freakers.
What they call. Freakers. Give me a final one.
Final one for Sony will be a final release trailer for Final Fantasy VII, the remake.
And so no date?
No date. No window. But that would make sense to be a final trailer then.
I'd have to give it a date to make it a final trailer or a window.
Okay. More information on the Final Fantasy VII remake.
That's fucking vague. I like it.
Well, it wasn't there. Well, it wasn't there last year.
Oh, was it?
In any form.
Damn, it wasn't.
Okay. So I think 2015 is where it was announced. And there's been news spattering out since then, but nothing official. So I think we will see more footage of Final Fantasy VII, the remake. Because they missed last year. So I think they're due to come back and show here's where we're at with it now.
Okay. I'm thinking that's it, right? So I've got more than five VR games and less than five Vita games.
Yep.
The Vita game part's so easy.
It'd be awesome if they announced six Vita games.
I'd be so fast.
more than the VR.
What? what was my second one? Destiny 2, Battlefront 2, and
Call of Duty,
what, World of War? What no?
World War II. War,
what that one will get screen? Will get screen and stage time.
Mm-hmm. Only at Sony's conference.
Only no. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Battlefront 2 because it'll be on the EA's.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a bit different.
Yep.
Okay. They'll get presence there. They won't appear on any. They won't appear on Microsoft. Without doubt. And what's my third one? Dates for Detroit, God of War, and.
Days Gone. Mm-hmm. More info on Final Fantasy VII Remake. Sucker Punch will be there in some form.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot my first one. And that was our E3
pick. Dylan!
He's not listening.
No, he's not paying attention. Cool! So that...
When we edit this, let's put them on the screen.
Yeah. We'll make a little list under our names. So that is our E3 predictions. I'm feeling like shit, so that's great. So there's E3 predictions. Mm-hmm. We have this little trophy on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course...
I will cherish it.
You fine folk at home can also get in on the bet. Obviously, you can't get my son's toy, but...
Why not?
Because I'm sure he'll be sad.
You've got postage all around Australia.
That's true. But maybe if you guys comment below with what your predictions are for the three, maybe whoever gets the highest point out of the comments, we'll send them something. I don't know what. We'll work it out.
Oh, okay.
Have a bit of fun.
Okay,
or we could do that there, or we'll do both. We can have it in the comments here on YouTube, Or you can do it over on the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/.
The group's hard to keep track of, though, because E3 is not for like another 6 fucking weeks.
That's right. So we'll get busy. No. As in, I'll make a thread and I'll pin it to the top.
All right.
And that's where people can come in. That's where you put your predictions down.
Facebook is it's really something. Yeah. I'm Josh Saunders.
I should go lie down. I'm Ryan Benson.
You should go lie down. But we're about to fucking stream, motherfucker. Yeah.
I'm going to like, I'll let you guys. I'm just kind of hanging over the side.
Cool, it might be a functional stream for a change.